Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and thank you guys for tuning in to Talking with Tisha. Tisha's Talk, Talking with Tisha from the D, you know, Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate you guys tuning in. This is my 19th episode, so shout out to me for that. I want to give a couple of birthday shouts out real fast. I want to say happy belated birthday to both of my grandmothers. Josie, her birthday was on the 30th. And my grandmother, Sherry, her birthday was on the 31st. And she turned 81. She's having a heavenly birthday. And what else I say? Oh, yeah, I want to congratulate my auntie, Jeffrey, on her retirement. Thank you for serving us and making sure, you know, the mail got to us on time and stuff. I appreciate you and your services that you did for your city and stuff. So shout out to my auntie. She was working her butt off, hard, long hours in the cold, all kind of wicked hours. I really appreciate my TT. My work ethic comes from her. That's why I work like a Hebrew Mexican now. And speaking of workaholics, happy birthday to my brother from another mother and father, Christian. He turned 26 today. April Fool's. Psych, it is his birthday. Psych, it ain't his birthday. Psych, it is his birthday. Okay, it's his birthday for real, y'all. Look, what's going on in the world, Detroit? The coronavirus. That's going to always be the top of the topic for right now, because it's doing so much to the world. So it's making us lose reality, like, or maybe it's bringing us to reality. I don't know if we're losing reality or if it's bringing us to reality. But I know that this coronavirus is bringing the natural out of a lot of folk, okay? And let's just see how beautiful we are really deep in, because the beauty supplies are not open. The hairstylists are not doing hair. The nail techs are not doing nails. So for all of us people who depended on certain things and certain services, it's starting to get to us, ain't it? I'm trying to tell you. It's getting to me. I'm looking at my nails like, oh, my God. This is ridiculous. I can't even. This is how bad it is, y'all. And we got to do, well, I got to do better as a me. I ain't even worrying about, I mean, I am worrying about as a people, but I have to do better as a me. Because now that everything done broke down, lo and behold, I'm the world dependent on the nail shop. I'm very, very dependent on the nail shop for my and for my hands and for certain services. And I hadn't been able to get my nails done. My birthday was on the 26th of March, y'all. Woo woo. I was on, had a quarantine birthday. Woo woo. But it was cool. Shout out to everybody that, you know, showed me some love on my birthday, y'all. I didn't really, I don't think I replied to a lot. It was so many. I was trying to reply to everybody individually. But the way my life set up, and it was just so many, I just made a blanket post and thanked everybody in abundance. So, anyway. So, I hadn't got my nails done to prior to my birthday because I was supposed to pop out on my birthday with these nice little glamour nails that my nail tech was going to hook me up with for my birthday. And I'm of course, by the time it's time for my birthday, y'all know I was ready, freaking ready. So I needed to fill in already by my birthday. So I was supposed to get my nails done. My birthday was on the 26th. I was supposed to get my nails done on the 23rd. She called me on the 21st. When did the 21st? She called me either on the 21st or the 22nd and canceled my nail appointment, y'all. And told me that she ain't taking no appointments, none of this, none of that, and that I can either get my deposit back or it can go towards my next services. So I guess I'm going to be first in line when the services do open back up. More of my story is my hands and feet are over here looking bobo. It's just unreal. I just had a thought. I ain't gonna be looking bald for long, y'all. I really don't ever hardly ever shop at CVS or Walgreens. But I think that the CVS and Walgreens may be open because they got pharmacies in them. I don't know. But I do know tomorrow I'm gonna try to find somewhere to get me some acetone. Because the way these hands is set up, these nails has got to come off. It's just not making no sense to me right now. But, so, yeah, so this stay in and stay home and don't work and all this other stuff, it's starting to get to some of the people who are relying on certain stuff, such as the nail shop and the hair salons and things of that nature. Oh, my God. The beauty supply is not even open, y'all. The beauty supplies don't even open. If somebody know where a beauty supply store is in Detroit that's opened up during this, pandemic, please hit my line some kind of way and let me know because I need to go to a beauty supply, y'all. Y'all don't even know. I'm over here, my eyes on bold and everything. That's why I ain't been posting no pictures on my Facebook because I ain't got no lashes on. And not to, claim no bull crap, but y'all know how people look who been getting lashes, and then when they don't got them, y'all know what they look like. That's what I look like right now. And every time I go out, and, you know, I started back work, of course. So when I went back to work, so I was one of the ones who was on quarantine for that first week and didn't have to work. So you could be at home looking as raggedy as you want to look and, you know, just be you in your jogging pants and T-shirt or whatever. But when I went, they called me like, yeah, you know, you and essential need to get back to work. Woody woop, we need you online. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, I'll go. Then it dawned on me. I ain't had none of me done. Like, I ain't had none of me done. So I went to work, of course, as always. And first time somebody say something different about you. I bet it is something different about me. My nails falling off. My damn eyebrows gone. My lashes is not there. I'm like a whole patient over here. But I'm here to get this chicken. So get my mask and my gloves. And where we at with it?
So, yeah, this quarantine stuff is starting to take a toll on me personally, okay? I found myself buying board games that I never even heard of, okay, just to try to play. So tomorrow will be game night at my house for my folks that's stuck in. And we got all kinds of games, so we're going to get down with our bad selves and keep it moving. So y'all hear me going through my notes, y'all? Bam! Note paper. On point. All right. So remember I was telling y'all about my phone last week? I finally got it unlocked. Whoop, ain't take nothing but a week. Whoop, ain't take nothing but a week. I'm looking for the page, y'all. Hold on. Oh, yeah, I want to give out some shout-outs to, I know one off the top of my head that was pretty cool that caught my eye was TaylorMade Burgers on the east side, East 7 Mile, some good food over there. And I just want, it was two brothers from the east side, they started that burger joint, okay, and it's just off, it's amazing, it's off the hook, they got good food, good prices, and I like their food, it's better than going to certain, you know, it's better than McDonald's. It tastes better than McDonald's to me. It's, you know, more home cooking, soulful. So, shout out to TaylorMade Burgers. When this crisis first hit, y'all, and the kids couldn't go to school and didn't have nowhere to eat or whatever, they were the first people on the east side to feed the kids and stuff like that. That didn't have no food, and they was dropping it off, and they was having them come pick it up, and they were providing services for the East Side kids, and I appreciate that, because I'm an East Side kid, growed up from on the East Side of the D, you feel me? So I appreciate him feeding the little ones, them feeding the little ones, that's what's up, you know, shout out to you guys for that. Every little bit help, man, every little bit help. And that was cool that they was acknowledged on the on Channel 7. I was like, okay, then. That's what's up. I do want to encourage y'all on a serious note that if you don't have to go out, please don't go out. It is really, really bad. It's really bad how these numbers are climbing and climbing and steady climbing and steady climbing by the minute, you know, because they testing people, and the more tests they get, the more positive results they have. So y'all just please, if you don't have to go out, do not go out. It can't be that important, you know, to be ripping and running these streets with your thugs. Your thugs should even be in the house. I'm not even understanding how we committing all these crazy old crimes, and we supposed to be on lockdown. It's Detroit, Georgia. We just got to do better, man. I was looking at the news right before I came down and started the show, and some guys kicked in someone's door saying they was the Detroit police, told them, pushed the mama in the closet or what have you, killed her son, shot him two times. What's going on? I mean, you risk. How y'all know that they wasn't on quarantine with the corona? So y'all just go kick these folks' door in, shoot this man. What y'all thought, the police still wouldn't go investigate or something? Y'all thought they was all on layoff or not working? Because they are working, and they do.
I'm sorry, I could have said this to you here.
Now, what'd you say now?
I'm sorry. I could have said that to you on air, I guess. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool. I'm still trying to read it.
Okay. And I'm here if you need me tonight, so let me know.
Oh, okay, so you want to, we ending it at 9 then?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. No, that's fine.
Okay.
So I'm still on the air. Hello?
Oh, yeah, 9 o'clock. I'm sorry.
No, I said I'm still on. I'm muted.
No, you still on.
Oh, my bad. Well, I guess y'all heard that. This is going to be a short show, but it's all good.
Blame it on me. You can throw me under the bus because it's my fault, you know.
Oh, no, you know. Ain't no biggie. We'll get through it. I ain't going to throw you under the bus. Not this time. They probably have bigger buses to throw you under.
Thank you.
It's just a minor bus.
Thank the Lord.
So, back to my notes, y'all. I did take notes. And, that's what I'm saying. Call your loved ones and stuff because it's a lot of old people that just want to hear your voice. So just give them a call and let them know that you're thinking about them. That'll probably uplift their spirits during this time because they can't get to their bingo sessions. They can't get to none of their little community hall centers. They can't get to their crocheting meeting. They can't get to none of that. So if you got a loved one, elderly, sick, shut in, or, you know, someone that you know is battling a million different things, such as mine, because I be needing somebody to call and check in on me, too. Although I be feeling and seeming like I got it all together, somebody can call in and just be like, hey, T, you good? I might be like, man, no, I ain't good. Guess what happened today? And I'm going to tell y'all a story. But anyway, call in and check in on your peoples and make sure that they good. And try not to make this dang old restriction go longer. It seemed like it's all the way to April the 30th. Who knows? Me and April, they may give us another 30 days or another 30 days. Who knows? Yep. Next thing you know, we'd probably be walking around this mug in damn spacesuit. But what I do know is the world goes on, so we gotta be clean, damn it. Wash your hands, cover your mouth, wash your clothes, stay in the house. Like, don't go out if you ain't gotta go. And don't send these pets out either, because I heard myths that the pets can get it, then I heard the pets can't get it. I'm kind of confused. So if you got a pet, if you say it's your kid anyway, keep your kid in the house. So
it's so much.
We don't know if them cats and pets can get it.
There's so many people telling us different stuff out there. It's so funny. I don't know what to believe.
You know what's crazy to me is how they say, okay, well. I'm going to just break it down. I don't know if y'all, you've seen it, anybody else seen it, but I've seen two different things on Facebook. And I'm sorry, I always say Facebook, and I didn't even see it on Facebook. I've seen it on the news. I've seen it on the news, right? So it was this group of people in West Bloomfield. So you remember how back in the day your people used to have them open back trucks or whatever, you know, like the Rams, and you'd be on the back of the truck or whatever going to Belle Isle, and then further down the line, like in the more realistic times, now that's illegal because you can't put your seatbelt on.
Oh, wow.
Like you can't ride your kids in the back of your truck, in the back of your pickup truck, and flat out Jefferson going to Belle Isle. You just can't do it. Back in the day, they used to do it. Like the bed that you just put your little furniture on. You know, your uncle's truck, he used to put your furniture on when you're moving. And that's the same truck you went to Belle Isle in, the same truck that they pulled up in when you about to fight the block, the same truck. You know that truck. But anyway.
You preaching tonight.
I know, right? But anyway. But nowadays, you can't do it, right? Because you're going to get in trouble. It's a fine, it's a ticket, or you're going to go to jail. But since this virus is going on, these people in West Bloomfield wanted to spread the word and tell their buddy happy birthday. And they found that it was okay to get the whole neighborhood, you know, all right, in their cars, and they drove around the neighborhood. And told the lady happy birthday, and they was all just showing the love to the lady. I get that part. But why was them kids on the back of that truck like that?
Because if I go around the east side of Detroit telling my mama happy birthday with everybody in the hood, say we doing some illegal stuff because we not supposed to be doing all that. So it's a lot of stuff that I be seeing and noticing that under any other circumstances, certain people can't do. And other people are doing it. And I don't really, and they're not getting, I don't see nothing, you know. I don't know. I just be having mixed emotions about, you know, this restriction stuff because I don't understand how certain jobs are working and
that's why, that's why I'm just go there. I partly believe in this and I partly don't because I feel like everything needs to be shut down. You know, if this is so bad, I mean, of course we need our groceries and things of that nature, but I mean, these people that work in the grocery stores are still being affected by this. So what are we saying? Like, we don't care about the grocery workers being affected by it. Like, people are people. So I don't understand that either, why certain places are still open.
And it's a whole big, like, with this, my mind be everywhere, y'all, so if I'm everywhere, just please bear with me, because I be thinking about a lot of stuff. So, with the unemployment stuff, people are making more or going to pull in more income by sitting at home, pulling in this unemployment and all these other, you know, things that a government is offering, like the $1,200 per adult and the $500 per kid, and then you go get your unemployment, then you go get $600 a week extra for such and such. Like, is he trying to gain friends? Or what? Is he trying to be the president again? Because that's the first way you get a some people's vote, by
right.
Their pocket. But
he's
some
going
people not going to be able to get to reap those benefits like myself because I'm still working. So where my extra $600 a month going to come from?
Right.
Like, where's the fine print? Because the $600 is supposed to have been for everybody. But it's going to be some kind of fine print somewhere that screwed a lot of people because I'm not getting no extra for going to work every day. I was telling my coworkers and my bosses today, like, so since we coming in, cough. Do we get something? Y'all go shoot a chick an extra couple $100, you know, a raise? And you know what they told us?
What
it's
they said?
Voluntarily. They use the word voluntarily. Oh, no, you guys are voluntarily here.
Wow.
But you called me.
Exactly.
You called me. I was relaxing with the rest of them. Like, what do you mean this is voluntary? This is, then it's a catch-22 because you told me to come back. But if I would have said no, are you not going to call me back when it's over?
Right. See, they slick,
so,
huh?
Yeah, they slick. It's just, I don't know. It's just too much. This is just too freaking much. How about, you know, just eventually, we all going to need a thermometer. We all just need to, they need to go door to door with, I guess, some damn, I don't know, 2x4s and boards and stuff. And after they test, everybody in that house boarded up all around the world until we get everybody to where it got to be, because you still going to have people sneaking out. My child has snuck out during this thing and messed his whole leg up. Had me at Children's Hospital in the wee hours of the morning/night surrounded with the Ronas. I was highly upset for four reasons. For one reason, my son snuck out and I was ready to beat him till he turned green. But I couldn't beat him because he was bleeding too much. So I couldn't beat him. So I left that part alone. I was still angry at him, though. Probably pinched him a couple times, but I didn't beat him. But when he got hurt, on the moped, he got hurt, messed his leg up real bad. My son is kind of tall. He's tall. He don't look like he's 16. So when the ambulance came and got my child, they took him to a receiving hospital. And when they took him to a receiving hospital, I beat them there. Of course, he called me while he in the back of the ambulance while I'm frying my chicken, thinking he in the basement, this fool in the back of the ambulance, bleeding out the side of his knees. And I'm like, well, how you get in the ambulance when you was in the basement? How you bust your knee in the basement? But anyway, that means he snuck out, y'all, and I still didn't get it. So anyway, when he heard himself, they took him to receiving. And when he got to receiving, and with his size or whatever, they said that because he's so big, he weighs out to be an adult. They was trying to get him seen and receiving. Me and my husband didn't want him seen and receiving, so we took him to children. We get the children, they dang near take all day to see him because they got people in here bringing in all these sick kids. It is so bad at the hospital. Y'all got to keep y'all kids in the house. Cause these kids, I don't know how the kids getting in, the parents ain't got it. Like, I don't know how this is happening. So, I mean, the parents, you must got it and you ain't got the symptoms yet. And the kid immune system might be a little bit weaker than yours, and the symptoms popped out off the kid first. Because ain't no way it skips straight to the kid. How, you know, I'm just saying. But anyway, his legs were beating all bad. He got all messed up. More of the story is, these kids are sneaking out the damn house. Why they need to board up all the houses with people in them until this stuff is over with, because we're not going to ever be able to get to a normal society, because it's going to keep on spreading. We don't got enough manpower to keep everybody still to check it out and sanitize the streets and places. Like, I don't see how we go end it. That's the problem. How would it go in? So, with that being said, the AMC Stars, oh, my God, I've been going to this movie theater since I can remember. It's closing down completely, permanently. It will not be opening back up even after this crisis. It will not be opening back up. I can remember going there when I was a kid looking at the, when I ain't going to say a kid, teenager, looking at the floors and seeing it sparkly. So I'm going to be a little bit sad, disappointed behind that.
Ooh,
yep,
wow.
Yep. The AMC Stars Theater in Southfield has permanently closed. That's bad.
That was...
They ain't gonna do nothing, probably bigger, better one. I don't know.
Yep.
Everything is leaving the city. Not the city, but everything is leaving. It's a ghost town. You go to certain places, it's so weird looking. Like, wow. So. Moving on, y'all. Let me see. Oh, one of the earlier signs to knowing if you all have or if somebody got the coronavirus is you lose your sense of smell and your sense of taste. So that you'll lose your sense of smell and taste before the fever, before all the other stuff. So pay attention to that. Randomly smell stuff. Just to make sure you can still smell, because that is one of the, those are the two key things that goes first.
Ooh.
So with that being said, smells good in here.
You're a comedian. So you don't have it, huh?
Yeah, I ain't got no cough, no sniffles. So, I'm going to shout out to, I forgot to write the man's name down, but you probably the only one who probably not will never hear this podcast, but I'm still shouting you out, Mr. Old Man. He is 101 years old. This old man has beat the Spanish flu. He fought in World War II, and he just beat the corona yesterday. So this is a strong man, all right, 101 years old.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say.
Like,
101, this coronavirus is killing young bucks, okay? People with immune systems, you know, probably not even half the way as he is. So thank God for you, man. And yo, good G.
he fighting death. He ain't trying to die, man.
Okay. That is I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse.
Right. How you go beat all those diseases? That's never heard of. Like, wow.
This is the forever living man.
What they used to say? Where they do that at?
Who is your mama? Shoot, leave. That's a long time. Like this, that's a long time. And I heard that Spanish flu ain't nothing to play with.
Oh, okay.
That's what's, woo.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else I got on here? Oh, this, I don't know if you heard about you see. This, I think people do some real, y'all know my words be all jacked up, but I'm going to say inhumane. I believe that's the right word, stuff. So, instead of putting homeless people and bums or whatever they want to call them into the hotels and stuff. I mean, I guess I don't freaking know. But I'm going to say it anyway. Y'all know what I am. But so instead of putting homeless people into these hotels and stuff that's empty and vacant due to the corona or whatnot, people or management or whomever, I forgot where it was at, but they decided to just paint on the outside ground spots for the homeless people to sleep that's 6 feet apart. So on their parking lot, all you see is a bunch of damn squares and homeless people sleeping in the squares outside. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, here I go. Y'all want them outside. Y'all trying to do good, but still not doing good. Like, I understand you gave places and slots to sleep in on your ground, but you didn't provide them no real shelter. There's no from the rain or the, you know, the weather or the animals or, you know, they're not safe from any immediate danger. So why y'all just let them keep sleeping in their bad eye? They probably was more safe under there.
Right.
You know?
And you know what? Like, I just, not to cut you off, I just heard word that they're going to extend it 70 more days.
What? Did you say 70?
Yep, I just heard word of that. I don't know how accurate it is, but I just heard word of that. I just got a message.
So we may be on lockdown to September, mid-September, early September.
Yep. This ain't. Now I'm getting frustrated. I'm not going to even lie to you. I'm not sorry.
This is crazy. This is crazy. And let me give y'all my little tidbit. Amazon is hiring, y'all. Go to amazon.force.com. They are hiring. They starting off at like $15, $16, $18, $19. I'm not 100% sure. They are not doing any drug testing right now because they were doing swab drug testing previously, but they're not doing that right now due to the corona. So I'm not just trying to say that if y'all do other stuff that won't let y'all pass this, this is the time to try to get in where you fit in. But I take advantage of all situations. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, moving forward. So that's a job that's hiring. All the restaurants, I think the McDonald's is hiring at McDonald's.com, employees.com or something. So I really didn't do too much job research, y'all, because – I don't really want to send nobody out there to the corona and everybody be like, well, I listened to you and I went out there and got a job. So if you go out there and you start working at Amazon, be safe and, you know, do what you got to do to protect you because I applied. I ain't going to lie. I applied for all kinds of jobs. I already got 2 jobs. I applied for that too. So, hey,
yeah.
It's cool with me. And, baby, and y'all don't even know, baby, they let y'all pick your hours.
So I done picked the wee hours of the night, getting off in the wee hours of the morning. Oh, my God, what am I doing? But, yeah, I had put it on my Facebook page, Amazon was hiring. And I got a lot of backlash, you know, yeah, the virus in there. Duh, 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 duh. Look, I understand that. But y'all still got to understand, too. Once it's over with, I'm not saying, because they got you can pick your start day. You ain't got to start today. You ain't got to start tomorrow. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I be shooting my shot. I don't give a dang. I'm shooting my shot because they, hey, they might put me in my own office. And
right.
I can lice all that boy and get my chicken because after a while, they're not going to keep giving y'all all this free money. So it's going to stop. And then they're going to expect for y'all to live off that $1,200, $1,300 they was giving y'all that first 30, 40 days. However they go do it, they're going to expect for y'all to live off that. Y'all think they're about to keep on giving a casino all this money? We ain't got nowhere to spend it at.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody's going to get all these checks and do what with them? We in the house in September. So, if you're not paying your mortgages, please don't go out there ordering up all kinds of stuff because come September, you might got to pay all that stuff back. They be like, yeah, you owe April, May, June, July, August, September. Don't let the man trick y'all to have y'all out on y'all butts come the winter. Because it's some fine print somewhere. I'm paying all my bills. I don't want to hear it. I don't want nobody to come back and bite me in the butt. Now, I ain't going to lie. The stuff that I am trying to get waived is the stuff that's been cut off and been overdue. Now, maybe y'all can go ahead and knock that off. Maybe DTE ain't worried about that old bill. Because y'all ain't getting it out of me. I have to tell you, I have a bill from DT. I ain't gonna lie, that bill all the way from 2013. The bill ain't that high. I don't believe that it's my portion of the bill, so I ain't gonna pay it. That's just my take on that.